SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, fellow humans. This is Logan Cruz, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like the world's throwing everything at you? Work deadlines, relationship drama, global news that could make even a robot cry. It's enough to make anyone want to curl up in a ball and hide under the covers, right? But listen, we don't have time for that. We gotta show up, face our challenges head on, and build lives that are not just survivable, but truly fulfilling. And today, we're diving deep into something incredibly important. Creating a safe and supportive environment for our mental health. Because let's be real, we deserve a space where we can breathe, recharge, and feel good about ourselves, inside and out. Now, you might be thinking, Logan, this sounds great, but how exactly do I build a fortress of peace in a world that feels like it's constantly on fire? Well, fear not, my friend. Because just like any good blueprint, there are some key things we need to consider. First up, let's talk about self-awareness, getting to know your own mental health triggers and needs. Think of it like this. You wouldn't build a house without knowing what kind of foundation you need, right? So, pay attention to those little red flags. When do you feel stressed? Anxious? Overwhelmed? What situations or thoughts tend to bring you down? Once you understand your own patterns, you can start creating strategies to manage them. Next, we need to cultivate healthy boundaries. This means learning to say no when you need to, protecting your time and energy, and not letting others walk all over you. It's like having invisible fences around your mental space, keeping the good vibes in and the negativity out. You don't have to be a doormat, folks. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your well-being. Another crucial ingredient is open communication. Talk about what you're going through with trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly liberating and help you feel less alone. Think of it like venting to your bestie. Sometimes just getting things off your chest can make a world of difference. Now, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are pretty awesome. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Finally, let's not forget the power of gratitude. Every day, take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. This can help shift your focus from negativity to positivity and create a more resilient mindset. Think of it like wiring your brain, replacing those negative thoughts with grateful ones. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're having a rough day at work. Your boss is breathing down your neck, deadlines are looming, and that annoying coworker just spilled coffee all over your keyboard. Seriously, what kind of klutz are they? But instead of spiraling into a pit of despair, you take a deep breath, remember those self-care practices we talked about, and decide to treat yourself to a delicious smoothie after work. You call your best friend for a pep talk, focusing on the good things happening in your life, like that amazing vacation you just booked. See what I mean? It's all about taking control of your mental well-being and creating an environment where you can thrive. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We're all figuring it out together, one day at a time. So, my challenge to you today is this. What's one thing you can do right now to cultivate a safer and more supportive environment for your mental health? Maybe it's scheduling that self-care appointment you've been putting off, reaching out to a friend you haven't talked to in a while, or simply taking 5 minutes to meditate and clear your head. Remember, even small steps can make a big difference. Keep sharing your stories, keep asking questions, and keep showing up for yourselves, because that's what true strength is all about. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.